The creature shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God, our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One evening during the free time at the convent, someone needed St. Teresa. The sister went looking for her and found her sewing in her cell. When she entered, she saw that the saint had a rapt expression on her face. Somewhat boldly, the nun asked her, "What were you thinking of just now as I came in?" And St. Teresa replied, "I was meditating on the Our Father. It is so wonderful to be able to call God our Father." And she said these last words with tears in her eyes. Now, this scene may seem sentimental, syrupy, and emotional, too much so to have much to offer our men this Father's Day. But it is profound, it's straightforward, almost manly in its humble simplicity. It is we, perhaps, who are too jaded, too sophisticated today to fathom its depths. It takes the simplicity of a saint to realize what it is, this fatherhood of God. So completely that it stops us in our tracks after just the first two words of the prayer, Our Father. With that direct simplicity, which is really the dominant characteristic of her spiritual way, not sentiment, I say, not crying, and not startling miracles performed during her life, but a life lived as a little child behind the convent walls, which led to sainthood way beyond that convent for the benefit of the whole Catholic Church. Saint Teresa grabs her broom and she sweeps away all of the secondary stuff that gets in the way, the accidentals. She goes right to the heart of religion. Our Lord said that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must become a little child. Now, in the natural world, and I grant you, not today, maybe, because we live in bizarro world, but in the natural world, the philosopher would say, a child, a little child, that postulates paternity. In other words, a little child only comes with a father, in God's plan, anyway. So St. Teresa sees at once that if she's kingdom-bound, the little child that she is, for her, for us, God must be, before all else, a father. A little child doesn't care if its father is rich or poor, wouldn't have any way of telling, is plain or handsome, a little slow on the uptake, or extremely clever. The only thing the child sees is its father. And this is the starting point of the little way we've been speaking about for months now, since before Lent. The fatherhood of God. She will treat God exactly the same way a little child treats its father, provided she surrenders herself to him. She's safe nothing can harm her. She enjoyed reading the epistle and praying over it that St. Paul wrote to the Romans. And there he tells us, "For we know that to them that love God, all things worketh together unto good." The little way, St. Teresa's distinctive spirituality, is founded on this truth then. God is our Father. This is a good day for us to pause and to say it. And in the light of this, we see all of the ups and downs of life. And every human experience, including the last one, death. My doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. The doctrine that God is our Father is not something up in the sky, idealistic, impractical, unrelated to the real world where we tread our feet, in which we live. Our Lord himself not only taught this doctrine, but he lived it and he died it, you might say. In the midst of the mess that we call human life, with all of its dark mysteries, its tragedy and its injustice and its suffering and its death, this one saint, Saint Teresa, merely echoes, and I think her job was to do this in a fresh way for our day, this ancient doctrine taught and lived by the Father's beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Father's Day, then, a modern American observance, is an echo for us of the fatherhood of God. But if it is effective, our thoughts today, our celebration, our prayers, fatherhood means authority. And authority, why, that means obedience. And obedience, that doesn't happen unless there is sacrifice. Sacrifice? Well, sentiment, yes. I'm willing to get a card and to show up to visit Dad this afternoon with maybe a gift, a gadget, another plaid shirt, seems to like them. But sacrifice? Obedience? No, wait. This the world will not have, for the spirit of the world is essentially selfish and independent and disobedient. At once grown up and quite childish, the children of this world are the perpetual prodigal. The tragedy of sin is just this: it rejects our glory, the divine sonship, and forgiveness is exactly this. It restores us, children, to the Father's arms. Now, our Lord says, St. Teresa caught this, and this is her key. Our Lord says, he doesn't say, unless you become children or like children, he says, unless you become a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Pay attention to the adjective, little. A child, naturally, increases in independence with its growth towards maturity. Eventually, by adolescence, maturity is not necessarily there yet, but a child is pretty much limited from now on in calling upon its parents' only in moments of need, money, say, or the car keys. But not so a little child. Is this why we love them so? A little child has no life of its own. It is completely dependent upon its parents and happy to be so protected. It is serene. It is secure. And it is sinless. Before the use of reason, it can commit no sin. You can see what we need to be, little children. But how could this be? We've got our free will firmly in place, and we use it almost daily to turn our back on the Father and to sin. But little children, Teresa meditated this. They can't offend God. They have no free will. At first, while she was still rather little, at 11, on her first communion day, St. Teresa prayed God to take away her liberty, her free will, to offend him. But this, you see, is a false solution. This God cannot do, because free will makes you to be you. But Teresa's prayer on First Communion Day was certainly heard by God, just not the way she thought it would be. That so often happens that we miss it sometimes, this answered prayer. She would be delivered into, St. Paul's words, the liberty of the glory of the children of God, the glory of this inner freedom, which allowed her to let go of all of those grown-up things we glory in. I mean self-centeredness and selfishness and self-preoccupation. This grace, this glory, is essentially Eucharistic. With every devout Holy Communion, it increases in you. Take a look later at the secret prayer of today's offertory. We pray that as we offer this one sacrifice, his Son, to God the Father, that God in turn would subdue, I love this phrase, even our rebel wills. When it comes to free will, we are all of us Johnny Rebel. How? By making us little children. The nature of love is to humble itself. A little child loves its father in a simple, unquestioning way, going, at the beginning, straight to the only thing that matters at the end, love. The father's love is everything to the child, and in return for it, the child can give only one thing, it's love, even as we at a Mass, at the Holy Mass, can offer only one thing, love incarnate, God the Son, to his Father. But in so giving, a little child gives everything, and this alone is what satisfies, not the gadgets, but the plaid shirts. This alone is what satisfies a father's heart. Father's Day. The little way. Fathers, I'm praying for you this morning. May you be loved by your daughters and sons this same way. As your children grow up, may they never grow away, or just grow away from childish selfishness. And fathers, may you become what you say when you pray, Our Father. A little child, yes, you, a little child to this most loving of fathers, concerned at least a little bit to mean it, to love God. Little, is, after all, the operative adjective in St. Teresa's way. Thus, may you be the Father we need you to be, leading little children this little way. Do you see? Already Isaiah said it in the Old Testament. A little child shall lead them, and that's you. Talk about transformation. You shall lead them all to dare today to say, Our Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.